Log Talk Radio.
Breakthrough Broadcast Hour of Power.
We are coming live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God gets the glory, where God gets the honor, and where God gets all of the praise. God said, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men, not some men, but he'll draw all men unto him. It is time for men and women, boys and girls, to lift up this great and this mighty name of Jesus. I am your host this morning, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, the preacher of the hour. We're going to be talking today, and our scripture reading will be coming from John, the 4th chapter. And we're going to talk about the Samaritan woman at the well. We're going to talk about how Christ witnessed to the woman at the well. Beginning there at that second verse, it tells us that though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he had left Judea and departed unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Scala, near to the parcel ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's well was there, and Jesus, therefore being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. But his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? So the Jews have no dealing with the Samaria. Let's stop right there. We're talking about Jesus going to that place, to that city called Samaria. And it tells us that he said that the word tells us that he must go. It was a need that he go to Samaria. He wasn't just going, but it was a need that he needed to go through Samaria. And then it tells us that then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. It tells us how the well was there. And it tells us how Jesus had got weary. And he, from the journey, and he sat there on the well. And it let us know it was about that sixth hour when he sat there. Then there was a woman of Samaria came to draw water. Now, she came to draw water so that she could be able to meet her needs later. And that was an act, and that was something that the tradition that they did, that people came to this well. It wasn't like the water of the spigot that we have today that we can just turn it on and turn it off, but they had to make a really effort in order to get the water that they needed. And this woman, she came at this particular time. I don't know why she came at the sixth hour, but she came so that she'll be able to get the water that she needed. But Jesus knew the Samaritan woman. He knew what time that she would be there. He knew what time that she would come and that she needed to draw that water and that she was going to draw that water. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw the water, and Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. He asked her a question. Give me something to drink. And I guess she would say within her mind, you know, why couldn't Jesus draw this water for himself? And his disciples had gone away to the city to buy meat. And then the woman, a Samaritan, said unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew, because she already had sized them up, she already looked at him, she already knew that it wasn't, he was not a Samaritan, but he was a Jew. So she's saying to him, how is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me? Being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria. For the Jews had no dealing with the Samaria. And when we look at, we say that the Jews did not have any dealing with the Samaritan, we know that the Samaritan people had been despised by the Jews. And they were despised because they were doing intermarriage with the Gentiles. And it was in their mind and their heart that this was not to be so. So they despised the Gentiles. So here we find that Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God and who it is that saith to you, what if you knew who was speaking to you and give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him and he would have given thee living water. If you just knew who I am, if you just knew who was asking you to give me a drink, I would have given you, I'm able to give you that living water. I'm not talking about the water that you coming from day to day to draw with. I'm not talking about the water that after you drink it, you're going to thirst again. I'm not talking about that water. But I want to give you that living water. I want to give you something that is everlasting. And the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep from whence thou hast that living water. She said, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. He was making it plain to her, woman, whoever, whether you or anybody else, come to this well and draw water out this well, you're going to thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. That was something that God was going to give her that she could have if she knew the power of God. And she could only just believe God. See, she didn't understand. She didn't know where he was coming from when Jesus said, I can give you water, that living water. I can give you water that you won't thirst anymore. I can give you water that you don't have to come to this well and draw anymore. I can give you that water that you don't have to thirst. I can give you that everlasting water. And the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water. She got excited. Jesus got her attention because she said, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She didn't even want to thirst. She didn't want to have to come to the water and draw anymore. And therefore, she wanted what Jesus had. And Jesus said unto her, go, call your husband, and come hither. Jesus was letting her know. He was really getting her attention. See, Jesus had just met this woman. And by her him just meeting her, she knew that Jesus was new around in Samaria and stuff. She knew that he didn't know anything about her, but when Jesus said, go and call thy husband and come hither, the woman evidence said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saith thou truly. And the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Hey, Jesus is speaking from what he know about her, because he really knew the very hairs up on her head. Jesus knew the times her heart was beating. Jesus knew how many times the blood was circulating through her body. Jesus knew the thoughts, the very thoughts that she was thinking. But Jesus let her know that, woman, I know all about you. He told her to go call thy husband. She said, I don't have any husband. But Jesus said, but you have said truly. She said, you have five husbands, but thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. So he let her know, I know there's somebody there. I know that the person that you are living with is not your husband. I know that you have already had five husbands, and the one that you have is not your own. So this really began to get her attention, that Jesus was giving her he was letting her know and giving her a lifetime experience of a time that she had been in Sala, of all the husbands that she had. And now she was living with somebody that was not her husband. And the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. She said, our father worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. I know that you're worshiping, but you don't know who you're worshiping. We know that we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in the Spirit and in the truth. So you don't know what you're worshiping, but it's going to come a time. And that day was that time that you're going to worship the Father. You're going to worship him in the Spirit. You're going to worship him in the Spirit and in the truth. He's telling them that God is a Spirit. See, God is a Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the Spirit and in the truth. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am here. I am he. If you're looking for the Messiah, you're looking at him. He is sharing, he is telling her so many things that she can build up a relationship, that she can have confidence, that she can have faith, that she'll be able to rely on him, that she'll be able to depend on him, that she'll be able to know that he is God, and that he is God all by himself, that he is that great Messiah that she already have heard about. I am standing before you. I am he. And at that time, the disciples had came. And they wanted to know why he was talking to this woman. See, they knew that the Jews didn't have any dealing with the Gentiles. And here Jesus was speaking to this woman. And they was wondering, why was he speaking? Why was he talking to this woman? But no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou to her? But they was wondering in their heart, in their mind. And the same thing it is today when men don't have that love of God, when men have discrimination in their heart and their mind, and they live that life, when their conscience is seared with that heart on, when they begin to think that they are better, or they don't associate with certain people, then they wonder in their mind. They may not say anything, but yet in their mind, they are thinking it all the same time. And the woman then left her water pot in that 28th verse and went her way unto the city and said to the men. See, she was very familiar with the men. She probably didn't have a lot of dealing with the women, but she knew the men. So she went and she said unto the men of the city, come see a man which told me all things ever I did. He have read me. He have told me my life history. He have told me that I was married 5 times, and the man that I'm now living with is not my husband. So come see this man that I'm talking about. Come see this man that told me everything that I have done. Is not this Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him, because she got their attention. Just like God got her attention. They too wanted to see this man. And the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, has any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus said unto him, Jesus said in that 34th verse, unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Oh my God. Our meat should be to do the will of him that sent us, to do the will of the Father. Jesus was there on a mission. Jesus was there in order to get a soul saved and to get a life changed. Jesus was there to cause the thinking and the mindset of this woman to be changed. Jesus was there that she didn't have to live in a sinful life, and she had to go from man to man, and she didn't have to seek love from man to man, because God is love. She didn't have to continually to go and to live that lifestyle. She didn't have to do that. But yet, Jesus let her know, and want her to know, even as God wants us to know, that he is the Messiah. He is that Father. He is the one that we believe on. And because of the fact that Jesus took that time, and Jesus, even as he sat on that well, and the Word of God told us earlier that he was tired from that chair, but he did it for a purpose. He sat there. He was weary for a reason. He was weary because he had traveled and he wanted to see this woman that day, because the Word of God said it was needed, that Jesus needed to go to Samaria, that place called Salah. And so even so, we think in our heart, how far will we go in order to bring a soul to the kingdom of God, in order to bring a life unto eternal life? How far we go in order to win a soul for the kingdom of God. God showed us an example here that even it was his mission that day for that woman to know him as her Lord and as her Savior. How far would you have gone in order to win this woman? Because many people would have thought that this woman, well, she's not worth it. She is a sinner. She doesn't have five husbands, and the one that she's living with is not her husband. The one that she's living with, and maybe even some more, she don't have a good character. Why should we witness to her? She's a lady of this time. She's out there, and she is communicating, and she is getting involved with all of these men. Is she worth it to be saved? Is that what we're saying as men and women today? When we see a person that is in need of the life change in their life, is this what we're saying to that drunkard? Is that what we're saying to the dope dealer, to the person that is taking drugs, that person that's smoking crack, and that person that is smoking marijuana, that is using marijuana? Is that what we're saying in our heart, in our mind to them? Why are we talking to them? Why are we witnessing to them? Why are we communicating to them? What is that? What we're saying to that about that prostitute and that whole money? Is that what we're saying about them? Is that what we're saying to that person that is in prison? The person that is prison bound? Is that what we're saying in our mind about those that are walking the street? I mean, what are we saying? What are we saying in our heart? Where are we? Where are we in our mind? How are we going to get souls saved? Jesus is able to change their lives. The word of God says he comes to seek and to save them that are lost. Jesus wants the world to be saved. But the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that woman was a whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And how are they going to have everlasting life if we don't go tell them about Jesus? How are we going to get them to heaven and to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? How are we going to let them know the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last? How are we going to let them know the true and the living God? How are they, we're going to let them know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think? How are we going to let them know if we don't go to them? How are we going to let them know those that in the three-piece suit, those that sitting in the White House, those that sitting in Congress, those that are sitting on the city council, those that are sitting in the building of the 500, those that are sitting in place in the Fortune 500? Oh, how are we going to get them saved? Everybody that's in Congress is not saved. Everybody that's on the city council is not saved. Everybody that is in the Fortune 500, they're not saved. Everybody that's walking the street, they're not saved. Everybody that's sitting in the church, they're not saved. So we have to go forth and we have to tell them about the power of God, about God's saving grace. God said, whosoever will, let him come. So therefore, they won't come unless we tell them about Jesus Christ. So here, we get excited about this thing this morning because the word of God ought to excite us. It ought to arouse us. It ought to get us up. It ought to stir us up. It ought to make us get up and go out and win souls for the kingdom of God. If Jesus can win us, so can we. If Jesus can tell somebody about Christ, so can we. If Jesus can get stirred up even when he's tired and he go out and talk to a woman that needed help. She needed help from the Lord. She needed to know that she could have that everlasting water. And then here in the 35th verse it says, say not ye that there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. eyes and look on the field, but they are white already to harvest. Come on. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And therefore he that saying, and wherein is that saying true? One soweth and another reapeth. And I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestow no labor. Other men labor, ye are entered into their labor. God wants us to labor for ourselves. God wants us to go out and to get the soul saved. God wants us to pull these men, women, boys and girls right out of the pit of hell, out of the mouth of the hell. Oh, my God, it's so important that we preach the word of God. It's so important that we teach the word of God. It's so important that we bring about a change through the word of God. And even I believe that the time is at hand. The word of God says that we don't know the day or the hour that is coming. The word of God says it's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. Somebody needs life. They need life through the word of God. They need that eternal life. They need not the water that they can drink. That's good. But that's the Lord let the woman know that you're going to thirst again. They need that everlasting life that they don't have the thirst anymore. And here we find that the Lord said in that 39th verse, and as we began to read, in the 39th verse, it says, and many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him for the sake of the woman. They believed for the sake of the woman, which testified, he told me all that I did. The woman heard the word. She got excited. She knew that this wasn't this gentleman wasn't anybody, but there's somebody that have read my book. There's somebody that have looked in my life. There's somebody that have encouraged me today. There's somebody that have told me the life that I'm living. There's somebody that have told me everything that I did. So when a Samaritan woman, when a Samaritan were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days, and many more believed because of his own word that said, and he said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. They yet took hold of faith. They knew they would have never come to see Jesus if the woman did not go and tell them and witness to them. That day, she became that evangelist. She became that person that's going to witness. She went and told them, come see a man that have told me everything that I have done. And I'm telling you today that you ought to come and see a man. You ought to come see not any man, but you ought to come see somebody that will give you life and give you it more eternal. You need to come and you need to know the Jesus Christ that is able to save and to deliver and to make you free. For the word of God that whom the Son has made free, is you are free indeed. If God make you free, you are free indeed. You are no more bound by the things of this life. You're no more bound by drugs. You're no more bound and being oppressed and depressed by the enemy, but let the word of God abound in you richly. He will change your life. And I'm speaking to those in our radio broadcast this morning that you need to know Jesus Christ. Even as this woman that was in Samaria, in Scala, she was able to build a relationship. Her faith was built that day. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we thank God that ones that are lost. So I want you to know today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you are a backslider, oh, there are many backslider here, backslider there, backslider all everywhere. So, but you need to know that God will forgive you for your sin. You was in the presence of the Lord. You knew God. You knew God as your personal Savior. I'm talking to the backslider this morning. You knew him to be faithful. You knew him to be reliable. You knew him to be dependable in your life. But just like that serpent that came to eat, the enemy came to you and spoke into your heart, spoke into your spirit, and sly as he was, he came into your life, and he brought a disconnection with your spiritual being in Christ Jesus. But God want to restore you this morning. God want to bring you into that place where you can have eternal life, that you can have everlasting life, that you don't have to thirst, if you don't have to thirst and hunger again, that you can thirst after righteousness and hunger after righteousness. And I'm telling you today that you need to reconnect. You need to get that hook up. You need to come to Jesus Christ. You need to let him know that you want to be born again, recommitted unto him. You need that unto day to come to him. The Bible says we don't know the day or the hour that he's coming. The Bible says he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that you can have life and that you can have it more abundantly. Yes, today, let's get some life eternal. Let's have eternal life. Let's get our souls right with Jesus Christ. And even those that don't know him, those that heard him but yet don't know him, yes, I can know. I know there are different people, names that I know and familiar with. There may be a Silent. There may be a Sue. There may be a Peter. There may be a John. There may be a Jane. Oh, my goodness, that may O'Neill. Yet, God want us to know and understand. You can know a person by their name, but if you don't know that person, you don't really know them. So God wants you to know him. Yes, you've heard that there is a Jesus. Yes, you know that there's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, you know that there's authority in the name of Jesus. But do you know it? Do you have that power? Do you have that authority? Are you walking in the word of God? Hallelujah. So today, it's time for us to know Jesus Christ. It's time for Christ to come into our lives. It's time that we recommit and commit ourselves to him. It's time for the preachers and the teachers to get up, to rise up, and to speak the word of God, to let the men and women know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So here we are today on this morning, preaching this word to men and women, boys and girls, even as God has called Jonah the bull and to teach to the Ninevites. God thought it not robbery to go and himself and to preach and to teach to this woman that was coming to the well at that 6th hour. What hour it is that you're going to go out and tell somebody about Jesus Christ? And will it be the 3rd hour? Will it be the 2nd and the 1st hour? Will it be that 4th or 5th hour? I don't know what hour that you're going out. It could be the 7th, 8th, or 9th hour. Oh, it could be the 11th hour, the 12th hour. But you need to come forth. You need to go forth. There's 24 hours in a day that we can get the word to the sinner, to them that are lost. And sinners, it is 24 hours a day that you can give your life to Christ. God didn't tell you that you're going to live the next day or the next 5 or 6 hours, but yet you need to get your life in line with God's word, line by line and precept by precept. So this morning, those that don't know him as the Lord and Savior, those that don't know Jesus Christ, we want you to have that opportunity to come to him. We want you to have that opportunity to make him your Lord and your Savior. I'm getting ready to go before the throne of grace in behalf of those that are not saved. Hallelujah. For those that do not know him, we're getting ready to pray. And at that time, when I get ready to pray, I want you just to say what I'm saying and repeat it. And I want you to mean it, because if you don't mean it, you just rather not to say it, because God sees your heart and examines the intent of your heart and the very thought of what you are thinking. Come on now. So here we are right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me for every sin, for every transgression, for every thing that I've done that is not according to your word. Lord, I ask thee, Father, in Jesus' name, I want to be saved from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. God, I want to live this life so that I can live again. God, I want to be that new Christ, the new creature in Christ Jesus, that old things are passed away and all things become new. Father God, do it in me today. Today, God, I want to be saved. Father, in Jesus' name, even if you have heard them, God, all around the world, all, God, those that are under the sound of my voice, Lord, I see God to forgive them for their sin. I see God to come into their heart. I see God to save them, deliver them, and make them free. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, God, for the mind. Thank you, God, for touching their mind through the word and the heart of the word today. Lord, we just claim them, Father God, and thank you for saving them. Lord, we just thank you even now that the angels in heaven is rejoicing now because they have given their lives to you. And for this, we will glorify and praise your name, God, for families and individuals, men and women, boys and girls that are being saved right now in Jesus' precious name. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God. And, Lord, even as I pray, God, for those, Lord God, that, are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, are going through the oppression and depression, those, God, that have infirmity of the body, those that are sick, God, those that have given a bad report, Lord God, those, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, the nine need to be renewed through the word, Lord God. I ask you, God, to touch them even now, Lord God. Father, I bind every stronghold of the enemy. I bind every work of this. A work of Satan, every satanic force, every work of darkness, Lord God, every hoodoo, voodoo, black and white magic, Lord God, God will try to come, Father, against the people of God. Lord, I bind oppression, Lord, even right now. God, even those, Lord God, that seem to be difficult for them to get jobs. Lord, open up those windows right now. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, give them that job, Father God, that they need, Lord God. God, to be able, Father God, to take care of their finances, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be able to take care of their needs, Lord God, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, even if they get a job, Lord God, God, they'll give that 10% to you, Lord God. They'll give 10 cents out of every dollar to you, Lord God. But, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because this is what you require according to your word, God, according to Malachi, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just give you praise and glory for all that you have done today, all, God, that you're going to do, God, according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, we just thank the Lord. Oh, what a glorious time. Oh, what a wonderful time that we had in the word of God. Oh, what a time that we had to walk through the word. We thank God for the hour of power. Yes, this is the hour of power. Yes, we get stirred up because the word of God will stir us up. And the word of God will cause us to rise up. The word of God will cause a newness in us. The word of God will cause us to be refreshed, that we won't be that, we will be not that person that will not know the will of the God, and that person that will not be obedient to the Most High God, but because that we are hearing the word of God. And as we said before, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, this has been the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCord, on the hour of power. God bless you. We're looking forward to you to join us on tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Block Talk Radio. Again, we're inviting you to join us on Breakthrough breakthrough on the Breakthrough Broadcast. We'll have a minister, evangelist, pastor, a men and women of God that is discussing the Word of God, line by line and precept by precept, giving revelation, knowledge of God's Word. If you want to join us, please do. Join us on tomorrow at 4 o'clock on the Blog Talk Radio. God bless you, and may the blessings of God be upon you now and forever.